Rebellion in Iowa. Little did Smith or others in Michigan know of trouble brewing in Iowa that was to develop into a rebellion within the church. The next two sentences have been updated, 2018, for historical accuracy. After Loughborough met up with James and Ellen White in Wisconsin in June, they got wind of a critical situation developing in Marion, Iowa. As the result of most earnest labor at a conference held at Pilot Grove, the trouble seemingly was quelled, confessions were made and accepted, and the visiting workers were again on their way. But it took a very heavy toll on James White, wrote Ellen White. Our overtaxing labors in Iowa told upon the strength of my husband. His labors in meeting this rebellion were of such a nature as to arouse his zeal, and lead him beyond what a prudent consideration for his health would have allowed. James and Ellen had looked forward to a little period of rest on returning from Iowa, but were denied this as they were called upon to contend with criticism and falsehoods. Then they faced appointments made for them to meet with the church in Memphis, Michigan, across the state, just north of Detroit. A debt hung over the meeting house, and the members were discouraged. James White's presence was urged. Ellen White described the journey. When the time came to attend our appointment in Memphis, we needed rest of body and mind. A constant strain had been upon us for months. Yet we urged up our exhausted energies, arose at midnight, walked about a mile to the depot, and stepped on board the train which was to take us to Detroit. The meetings in Memphis were those of labor. My husband here performed the amount of labor which was sufficient for two men who possessed a good degree of strength. His vital energies were exceedingly depressed, yet his zeal in the cause of God urged him on presumptuously to exhaust, by overlabor, the little strength that remained. Our meetings closed on Sunday evening after 11 o'clock. We retired after midnight, and arose at daybreak to take the stage for the cars. The cars missed connection, and we did not arrive at our home till past midnight. My husband slept but little, and would not be prevailed upon to rest the next day. He thought his business required his presence at the office. Night found him exhausted. His sleep was broken and unrefreshing, yet we rose in the morning at 5 o'clock to take our usual walk before breakfast.